The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Beyoncé the Boss. The mogul speaks on founding her new hair care line, Sacred, Building a Legacy, and Uniting the Deeply Personal with the Professional. Beyoncé Knowles Carter wears quite a few hats. She juggles life as a married mother of three with being the greatest living entertainer, two undertakings that are brain and body bending separately, and nearly inconceivable when combined. Her pointed manicures are the needle under which global interest spins. One hip bounce, one social post, one brand mention. That's all it takes to send the public into orbit. She's mentor, mountain, and muse. Every woman and every woman. Over the years, she's launched multiple ventures, including House of Darion, Parkwood Entertainment, Bay Good, and Ivy Park. Her latest undertaking has technically been on the burner since her youth, but more tangibly since 2018. It branches from her family's generational focus on hair, taking root to the idea of self-care as ritual. She teased the project in May 2023 via Instagram, where fans assumed the sprays and pumps before her were filled with self-made hair elixirs. She and all involved have been characteristically mum about the offering until now. Hair has always been a very big part of our lives, says Miss Tina Knowles. Just as fashion saved our family, hair is how we made a living. In Beyoncé's formative years, Miss Tina was a hairdresser who owned and operated her own salon. She says her career in cosmetology is but a continuation of what Black people have done for years and ages. In the culture of Black folks, all the way from the beginning, if you could do some hair, you'll never be broke, she explains. I told my kids that. My mama told me that. So it's just our legacy, and this full circle moment feels amazing. The brand is called Sacred, a portmanteau of the singer's name and the reverence she has for her own hair and others. Throughout centuries and across nations, hair has symbolized power for both owners and institutions. It is almost treated as separate from the body and more in line with the inner being, in acknowledgement of hair's distinct role in life and culture, and out of long-standing interest in its wellness. Beyoncé formulated the 8-piece collection, due out February 20th on sacred.com. It includes a clarifying shampoo and scalp scrub, hydrating shampoo, moisturizing deep conditioner, a reconstructing treatment mask, a moisture sealing lotion, a nourishing hair oil, a fermented rice and rose ritual treatment, and a quote unquote shaking vessel that allows you to blend the ritual treatment. Together, they'll strengthen and smooth the hair and also help it recover from any damage. The entire line is made possible through the advent of custom technology, a patent-pending bioactive keratin ferment. Naturally, it's infused with honey. Fittingly, Destiny's Child first topped the Billboard Hot 100 with Bills, 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 which had a music video that took place in a hair salon. It was an homage to the environment that birthed Beyoncé and is evidence of her enduring interest in hair. More recently, the Music Mogul's formation video included a scene shot in a beauty supply store. Yet, Beyoncé isn't the first in her family to make hair products. Her mother once blended up her own formulas, too. Of course, I became a mixologist, Miss Tina says. Back then, there was no one product that mixed high-tech hair care with the nourishing moisturizers and oils so vital to textured or color-treated hair, so I mixed the two. I was told black women's hair could not have color and perm at the same time. I proved that theory wrong. Now Sacred has the latest science and tried and true rituals passed down from generations before. Miss Tina's parents were Louisiana natives, a fact Beyoncé declares with pride, as the singer's grandmother, Agnes Darion, was coming up, an innovative entrepreneur, also from Louisiana, was becoming a pivotal presence in black history. Madam C.J. Walker is regarded as the first woman to become a millionaire by her own means. Her cause was righteous. In the aftermath of the Reconstruction era and with the introduction of Jim Crow, black Americans continued to be socially and economically trampled, leaving many without the tools to effectively care for their hair. After experiencing her own hair trials, Walker blended well-known ingredients and founded an eponymous hair business. Of Walker, it was widely said that as a hair grower, she has no equal. She was a star who fought for her own glimmer and was determined to help others uncover theirs as well. Those who understand the significance of hair and scalp treatments intimately are able to recognize her sincerity and communal investment. Over 100 years later, another Southern empire-minded talent is offering up her own hair recipes. My mom would say, "Go put some grease in your hair because it looks really dry," and that meant oiling it and keeping it moisturized. Miss Tina says of the messages she received in her family growing up. So all of those things that my mom did, like using olive oil and honey and egg whites for protein, were all good for our hair and also good for a good old press. These are all tips from my mom, and she just passed them all down. The framing of Sacred as an ambitious stake in the earth, as well as Beyoncé's rightful inheritance, cannot be understated. It is the fruit of her labor. Now, as the founder and chairwoman of her own hair care brand, she stands on the shoulders of women who loved her before she was born. She seeks to honor them at every turn, which means even the most minuscule aspects of the line were assiduously designed. Nothing can be amiss because she feels that this is bigger than her. And as she shares with Essence, she's ready for the past and the future to finally meet. Essence asks the question, "You've talked about your experiences growing up in your mother's salon. Can you tell us a bit more about your time there?" Beyoncé replied, "I have vivid memories of my mother working as a hairstylist right from our home. She built a small salon at the back of our house, and I can recall catching glimpses of her while I watched cartoons or played with my dolls and toys. These moments are etched into every corner of my childhood memories. I saw her shampooing and trimming hair, transforming women, leaving them feeling really good. Looking back, it was more than just a hair appointment. It was therapy. I worked in her salon, sweeping the floors and helping out where I could. I used to eavesdrop and listen in on their conversations intently. It was a sacred space for these women. She was so good and so talented that, eventually, her clientele outgrew her at-home salon. So that's when she opened her first hair salon, Headliners. I remember the early sketches and my mom inviting me to be a part of the design process, even though I was just a youngin', but that's my mother. Our family has always had the spirit of collaboration. My mom had a roster of amazing clients at her salon, and while the environment was therapeutic for them, it was also for me. She found a therapist for me during a period when I was extremely introverted and hardly spoke. It was in her salon that I realized my dreams of being a performer, inspired by one of her clients who happened to be an opera singer. I was captivated by her stories of a recent trip to Germany. In awe, I distinctly remember telling my mom that I wanted to be just like her client. So much of the fabric of who I am came from her salon. It is something that just connects to all of my senses, and it's a beautiful place to grow up. That's my foundation, and I think as an artist, so much of my bold experimentation with hair comes from being inspired by art and sculptures, getting creative with braids, figuring out new techniques, and exploring ways to maintain hair growth with protective styles and wigs while still feeling fabulous. It all stems from experiences growing up in my mother's salon. You famously cut your hair into a pixie in 2013 and had swaths of women following suit. What can you share with us about that decision? Did it reflect a kind of life change? Asked Essence. She responded, "It did. That's right. I love how we associate a certain hairstyle with moments in our lives, like that short hair moment. I remember the day I decided to just cut all my hair off. I didn't have a particular style in mind. It wasn't an aesthetic choice, but it was a very big emotional transformation and metamorphosis that I was going through. So much of my identity as a performer has been connected to flowing hair. Cutting my hair off was me rebelling against being this woman that society thinks I'm supposed to be. I was a new mother, and something about the liberation of becoming a mother made me want to just shed all of that. It was a physical representation of me shedding the expectations put upon me. I just wanted it off." Neil Farina, my hairstylist and friend, was freaking out because it was really long, really thick, and really healthy. I just got the scissors and chopped it off. It was very intentional, and it was what I needed to do. And after that, I became super brave. It was the first step to many more audacious decisions I made in my life and my career that have led to who I am now. Essence asks another question. We've seen you rock an array of hairstyles, from braids to an afro to tease curls, all while leaning into your signature blonde. How do you maintain hair health while having dyed hair? What saves my hair is the technology and the formula we created for our sacred products. It's a fermentation made from honey and keratin that helps to stop my hair from breaking and brings the shine back. The technology in the products is effective enough that I don't need to over-manipulate my hair while I shampoo. A lot of people don't know how easy it is to have buildup on your hair from overusing the wrong products. The buildup prevents the hair from receiving the best results from the products. I try to be gentle with my hair. The lather in our silicone-free clarifying shampoo and scalp scrub is so relaxing, and it gets my hair and scalp so clean without stripping away the moisture. In addition to using the products, I wear my hair pressed, colored, ironed, and natural as much as I wear protective styles, depending on what I'm doing. I also use oil for my scalp underneath the braids. When I take my braids down, I focus on cleansing and moisturizing my hair before putting it back up into a protective style. I like to look at these routines more like rituals because the care and love you give your hair is a special, intimate process that we tend to overlook. Essence asks another question. What does the name Sacred mean to you? How did you come up with it? I have many beautiful memories attached to my hair. The relationship we have with our hair is such a deeply personal journey. From spending my childhood in my mother's salon to my father applying oil on my scalp to treat my psoriasis, these moments have been sacred to me. The conversations and debates in the salons and barbershops create a sense of community for the people who look to it as a retreat from their everyday lives. For them, it's a place to feel beautiful and vent, laugh, share secrets, and pass down wisdom. It's the most consistent community gathering we have. It's so important that it's a sanctuary. I think that connection of community, mother and child, father and child, and respect, and allowing yourself to be taken care of, especially for Black women who are always taking care of everybody else, it's all sacred. So I took the end of my name, C, and made it the beginning of the word sacred to create sacred. From my mother's salon, daily rituals with my father, and years of experience in developing a hair care line, the journey has been just that. Sacred, spelled C-E-C-R-E-D. Essence asks the following question. You've been an entrepreneur for nearly 2 decades. One of your earliest pursuits, House of Darion, was done in collaboration with your mother, Tina Knowles. What are some words of wisdom you've gleaned from her? I woke up this morning, said my prayers, and really thought about the fact that my mom and I have been talking about this hair care line since I was a teenager. And what an honor to be able to do something so special with my mother and to be able to share that with the world. This is meaningful. She's a visionary and a brilliant woman and has worked so hard on this brand alongside me. She's such a gift, and this is a bit surreal for me that it is finally here. It feels like all of her life's learning, her 70 years, and now my 42 years are generational and meant to be. Honoring the legacy and the wisdom passed down through generations and mixing it with science and technology is part of this line. It was important that we borrowed some of our past and brought it into the future. Essence asks the question, this is more than a business to you. It is a part of your birthright. How do you mingle the deeply personal with the professional while prioritizing that it remains sacred? My priorities are quality and intention. It is important to decide where we invested in our formulations. I knew what I wanted to do with technology that worked for all women and all textures because I had not been able to find it. I built this from the ground up and funded it myself. First, I had to find the right team with the best experience who also shared my beliefs. This business was led by my heart and passion, not by a business plan. We went above and beyond to make decisions based on results and the absolute best science. And better results meant more investment in quality products. Every hair texture deserves testing, research, and development. Black women in general are the last to be included in testing. We are often prescribed things based on studies we were not included in. It's bigger than me or hair. Now we have created something that celebrates healthy hair for all women, including us. I'm always honored to invest in us. Sacred is a legacy project for me, one that's probably the most rooted in my ancestry. It's so far beyond business. Hair is our lineage. It's our family story. Having access to proven ingredients and creating our own technology that is patent pending, we now have a line that works universally. Essence asks the question, what's your nightly hair routine? Are there any tips or tricks you incorporate? It's all about moisture for me, adding oil to my scalp and covering my hair at night so the oils could penetrate. It brings back such great memories of my rituals as a child to maintain a healthy scalp. I wrap my hair up and sometimes sleep in the cute rollers with a net or bonnet, depending on how I'm wearing my hair. I try to avoid friction, my hair reverting, and using unnecessary heat. Essence asks the question, Black women's sense of self is so often connected to their hair. How do we allow it to bring us joy and accentuate who we are without it completely defining our personhood? Beyonce responded, We can wear our hair natural, straight, braids, weaves, and wigs. There's power in self-expression and in feeling free to show up as we choose in whatever hair we choose. For me, joy comes from making myself a priority and making my hair a priority. It is really important for me to make time for the sacred rituals of self-care. One hair ritual I always use was fermented rice water. We put our own spin on it and figured out how to turn it into a powder. All you need to do is add water, so it's much easier and instant. Plus, we added rose, so it smells beautiful. I do this when my hair needs it, after I color my hair, after a tour. It's healing for my hair, but also for me. I think one of the beautiful things that inspired this line was respecting these ancient traditions and mixing them with technology and science. Essence asks the question, who are you looking to serve with your hair care line? I saw in my mother's hair salon that any texture hair could be healthy and could have growth when properly nurtured. I learned that textured hair could be colored, that women of all races can have fun with different hairstyles and still keep their hair healthy. I picked up many techniques from working with the best hairstylist in the world. Hair is not one size fits all. I see certain types of hair that have multiple textures on one head, depending on the porosity, the density, the thickness of your hair, if it's color treated, if your hair is relaxed, your prescription has to be personalized. I hope we can honor the sacred rituals of our past while providing education and cutting edge science to hair care community. Being the boss is big business. The calls, the test, natural pauses and sign offs, limbs bent before a glowing laptop. It's a winding cycle our Beyonce knows well. It's also one she embraces. We've seen her in action. intrinsically motivated, serious, and fixed on a jaw-dropping outcome. It's in these moments of construction that she's in her flow, tinkering with the seemingly invisible pieces until all is in place. When you see it actualized, you realize there was never an insignificant part. A visionary knows that before the work has ever begun. In the world of sacred, Beyoncé is dealing in two worlds she's grown accustomed to. The separation of business and her heart's calling isn't present for her. Each commercial move appears to be guided by a deeper personal purpose. This has brought about a noticeable freedom that we've seen surge through her yields in increasing amounts. Over 25 years into her mainstream career, she's found her own way to guide, giving meaning, and let her hair down. Sacred indeed. The next article is from blackenterprise.com, and the article is titled Fisk University Gymnast Morgan Price Named First Ever National Champion from an HBCU. HBCU, her story has been made. Representing Fisk University, Morgan Price is now USA Gymnastics' first all-around national champion from an HBCU. Price emerged as a national champion at the USAG's competition on April 12th. She joined Fisk Gymnastics team 2 years ago, the first ever program established at an HBCU. The Tennessee school's athletic program shared the barrier-breaking news on Instagram. Price scored above 9.8 on her floor exercise, balance beams, uneven bars, and vault. For her performances at the events, she received 39.225 in total. Her high achievement cemented her status as a national champion. While black women from Dominique Dawes to Simone Biles have dominated gymnastics before Price, her inclusion sheds light on HBCUs taking part in the sport. Talladega College is the only other HBCU that hosts a gymnastics program. However, Wilberforce University in Ohio will soon be the third to join the ranks. To get their programs off the ground, all three institutions partnered with Brown Girls Do Gymnastics to help aspiring black gymnasts fulfill their journeys at HBCUs. Through this HBCU Gymnastics Alliance, more schools are working towards establishing their own teams for students. Fisk, which started their program in 2022. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.